June 19, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, Involved but Not Embroiled. Opening prayer. Father, I come to your word today, expecting you to speak to me through it. Give me ears to hear what you promise to teach me. Read Genesis chapter 14. Abram rescues Lot. At the time when Amraphel was king of Shinar, Arioch king of Eleazar, Kedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of Goyim, these kings went to war against Bera king of Sodom, Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Adma, Shemeber king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar. All these latter kings joined forces in the valley of Siddim, that is, the Dead Sea Valley. For 12 years they had been subject to Kedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him went out and defeated the Rephaites in Ashtaroth, Karnaim, the Zuzites in Ham, the Emites in Sheveh Kiriathim, and the Horites in the hill country of Seir, as far as El Paran near the desert. Then they turned back and went to En Mishpat, that is, Kadesh, and they conquered the whole territory of the Amalekites, as well as the Amorites who were living in Hazazon Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Adma, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar, marched out and drew up their battle lines in the valley of Siddim against Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goyim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Eleazar, four kings against five. Now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and when the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some of the men fell into them, and the rest fled to the hills. The four kings seized all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food. Then they went away. They also carried off Abram's nephew Lot and his possessions, since he was living in Sodom. A man who had escaped came and reported this to Abram the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the great trees of Mamre the Amorite, a brother of Eshcol and Aner, all of whom were allied with Abram. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. During the night, Abram divided his men to attack them, and he routed them, pursuing them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. He recovered all the goods and brought back his relative Lot and his possessions, together with the women and the other people. After Abram returned from defeating Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Sheveh, that is, the king's valley. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abram, saying, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand." Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people and keep the goods for yourself." But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "With raised hand I have sworn an oath to the Lord God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, that I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the strap of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say I made Abram rich. I will accept nothing but what my men have eaten, and the share that belongs to the men who went with me, to Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them have their share." Reflect. What circumstances, relationships, or world developments are affecting you against your will? How do we live faithfully in a complex and unpredictable world? Abram and Sarai, far from being a solitary couple with a few sheep, have become significant players in their neighborhood, able to muster a fighting force of 318 fighting men. As the political situation around them shifts, and as their relative Lot is carried off by invading forces, they cannot help but get involved. They have to take sides. This episode concludes with the mysterious figure of Melchizedek, a king and priest, blessing Abram. Melchizedek is presented as a priest of God Most High, who recognizes that, through all the unpredictability of life, God's blessing is on Abram, especially in his victory over the invading kings. Abram receives this blessing. He doesn't imply that Melchizedek knows nothing about the true God. In fact, he honors his priesthood with a tithe. However, he distances himself from Melchizedek in two ways. In his subsequent conversation with the king of Sodom, he makes it known that he has further revelation about God. Secondly, he avoids opportunism, trusting that the blessing God has promised will come directly from himself without the favors of the pagan king of Sodom. Apply. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Psalm chapter 143, verse 8. Closing prayer. In this world of unrest and uncertainty, Lord God, help me to look to your wisdom and rest in your care.